On February 28th, Kilpatrick, with some 4,000 cavalrymen and 6 artillery pieces, crossed the Rapidan River and headed south to Richmond. Sedgwick's corps and 2,000 cavalrymen under Brigadier General George Custer launched diversionary moves, once more hoping to distract Lee so he would not send reinforcements to the capital. Sharp kept close tabs on the operation, messaging Meade and Pleasanton updates from his spies who accompanied the cavalrymen. When they arrived north of Richmond, Kilpatrick sent about 500 of his horsemen under Colonel Ulrich Dahlgren to attack the city from the south, while the rest of the force charged into the capital from the north. At 21, Dahlgren was the Union's youngest colonel, and already considered a brash war hero for his capture of the important dispatches from Davis to Lee at Gettysburg. Dahlgren was wounded a few days after that battle and had to have his right leg amputated above the knee. Ulrich's father, Admiral John Dahlgren, was also a favorite of Lincoln, who enjoyed hearing his sea stories. Sharp sent McEntee to join Kilpatrick's raid along with a group of agents, including Milton Kline, to serve as guides. The agents brought along Confederate uniforms to disguise themselves. A spy team went with Dahlgren, who was wary about having them, but Sharp vouched for their trustworthiness. Kill Cavalry turned out to be not as daring as he made himself out to be. When he reached enemy fortifications a mile from Richmond city limits on March 1st, rebel infantry and artillery opened up on him. A number of sources had warned Confederate authorities that the Union Army was launching a second raid to free the prisoners. Throughout the morning, Van Loo could see citizens called out to man barricades. After a brief skirmish, Kilpatrick lost his nerve and scurried to Williamsburg and the safety of Butler's lines, leaving Dahlgren stranded. Meanwhile, on the left bank of the Mattapony River, near King and Queen Courthouse, northeast of Richmond, Ulrich Dahlgren and about 90 of his men who had become separated from the rest of his detachment were ambushed on March 2nd by a hastily gathered Richmond militia force. Dahlgren was killed, and the ambushers captured many of his soldiers, plus all but one of McEntee's agents, who made it back slightly wounded. McEntee considered the Kilpatrick operation botched from beginning to end. Meade agreed and launched an investigation. In a confidential after-action report McEntee sent to Sharp, he also did not have kind words for how his agents had performed. He accused Kline, one of Sharp's better spies, of disobeying orders, which McEntee thought resulted in a lot of his agents being captured.